We have three layers of government. We have the national, the provincial, and the district level. And so what happens at the national level is where the policies and standards are done, guidelines. At the provincial level is where coordination of what needs to happen in terms of implementation happens, and at the district level is where the implementation takes place. So a lot of what happens in terms of national policies, immunization is one of them, has to go through that sort of a way. Where we have 22 provinces, 89 districts, and then you have the geographic challenges, the logistic issues, they all play a part in creating a difficult situation for us. What is more, our country at this stage has, a crisis in terms of health workforce. That's quite clear from the 2010 report of the World Bank, and we've gone on to develop what we call an enhancement plan in terms of getting our human resources right. Half of our workforce is aging as well, and so that also affects us. Now, in terms of our standards, the National Health Service standards, delivery of services in the country, we have level 1 to level 7. Level 1 being right at the aid post community level, and level 7 is in Port Moresby, the national referral center. And so if we go by the standards, what we require in terms of the workforce to do delivery of services would probably be around about close to 60,000 to 80,000 workforce to get up to the quality or level of where we want to go. At this time, our level of human resource that we have for the country is just around about 10,000 or so. And so you can see there the challenges and difficulties that we face.
Could I perhaps ask you about a couple of those challenges then that you've
yes.
raised? I mean, first of all, in terms of the workforce, plainly you need more people and you will need more people in future. As you say, you have an aging workforce at present. Where
yes.
are those people going to come from?
Well, that's why we have the enhancement policy, enhancement human resource policy requirements. First of all, in the immediate, we need to stop up the gap. And that gap is where we want to, first of all, attract our people who have been retired. We bring them back in the skills that they have that's still valuable. And if we don't get that number of skills, which obviously we will not, then we'll have to go outside and look at outside the country to the workforce outside where we can attract them to come in and work and help deal with the demand. But as well as that, in the medium term and immediately after we understood that challenge, we've through the support of DFED and others, we've been able to beef up our training schools. So we have about 8 nursing schools. This is general nursing. At that time when we understood our need for human resources, and especially the midwives and specialist nurses, we had to, again with the support of our partners, beef up the 5 of those nursing schools to cater for the midwifery and as well as specialist training, and that's already happening, as well with the support of our partners, we've been able to encourage scholarships to be given to those who are interested in nursing, so that this will beef up the nursing needs. We have about...
Could I ask, though, just on the other point that you raised right at the beginning about the levels of government that are involved here when we're talking about the immunization process, is there an element of bureaucracy, an element of red tape here, which is actually preventing the system from working more efficiently, even allowing for the other areas that you need to address that you've pointed out?
When we understood that we had the problem with immunization, some years back, we went on what we call the SIA, Supplementary Immunization Activity. And this is like almost like a table charge. Okay, in certain time of the year, we get it through to the whole country. And that kind of mindset was for us difficult because what happened was throughout the year in the routine immunization program, that was not as effective as we would want it to be. And so we've put in the message, we've done away with supplementary immunization activity and put in what we call the enhanced maternal child health response. And that's gone with our response from the national level. Circulars have gone to the provinces and then, of course, from there to the districts to enable that to happen. And that's one of the challenges.